What's up, heretics? It's the Religion of Speed podcast, the podcast for car nerds by car nerds. I am Matt Overstreet.
I am Chris Hoffman.
And I'm Hamza.
And I'm Aaron.
Yeah. We're all around the table today because this is a special podcast. We are down in Colorado Springs for the 100th running of the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb. At least we freaking hope so. It is the night before the race, and the weather is not looking fantastic right now.
But the mountain looks ominous.
Yeah, it looks ominous. There's snow at the top currently.
Yeah.
So here's to hoping, I guess. But even if it gets canceled, which hopefully it doesn't, we've had a good weekend so far. We had FanFest on Friday and went racing today. But I want to get started talking about FanFest. That was a really good time.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I'm sad you didn't get to make it, Chris.
Me too. Vegas kicked my ass, and by the time I got back, I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, That's what Vegas does.
Yeah, but I made it to autocross this morning, so that was fun.
I was surprised, honestly.
Yeah.
Because you said you were feeling like crap last night, and I was like, there's no way he's going to get up in time.
I would just kick myself if I missed autocross and the hill climb. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to power through it, take some Tylenol, smoke some weed, and go.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
That's the best remedy, right? Weed and Tylenol?
Yeah. It breaks everything. Your fever and makes you forget you had one.
I'm more of an Excedrin fan, but yeah, I had to stop. I feel like all of us are, well, obviously you're doing okay. But
I'm doing all right, yeah.
Yeah, the rest of us are hurting this weekend.
But see, I went to sleep at like 11 last night.
Yeah,
you guys
true.
Were like, we're going to stay up till 1. And I was like, why?
Because that was the whole point. We were supposed to party on Friday.
I mean, if I were here and I had a PM session, I would have stayed up till 1, too.
Yeah.
Probably later.
But you barely made the driver's meet.
Yeah, there was something. I don't know. I think the listeners at this point understand I have some digestive issues because the last podcast, too, I was suffering.
That's true.
This one.
I think it's because you went with a PBR over the Montucky Cold Snack like we were talking about.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what
I need to try one of those. I only had like half a PBR.
It could have been the beef sticks.
It could have been the beef sticks. Those were a little weird.
It could just be Colorado Springs.
I mean, I did get a bunch.
It is a weird town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite, that you know, I don't even talk about the dumpling place.
No.
that was a weird one. But
if you are in Colorado Springs and you need a good dumpling place to go to, Lucky Dumpling.
Yeah, that's a
delicious,
great food there.
They didn't pay us to say this.
I wish they did. Lucky Dumpling, if you want to sponsor my car.
We did get free nachos.
We did get free nachos, that is true.
And their music choice is, it's 90s hip-hop, so you can't really... It's interesting to see all the...
It's basically a Wu-Tang Clan-themed restaurant.
Yeah, you know?
It's hip hop and Asian food.
It's real. I gotta say, it's really weird just looking at you this closely, like all of you, like sitting at the table and not being 15 feet away.
You're usually in a desk behind a monitor.
I feel like everyone's just looking at me. I'm like,
You can go behind the bar.
Well, just like the lights, it feels like when the cops came in earlier with the interrogation.
Okay, so that's a story.
Yeah.
I can't believe I slept through that.
If anyone's gonna sleep through it, Chris, it's gonna be you.
I thought you went upstairs to get him or do something.
No, I kind of wanted to keep it on the DL because I was like, I don't know why they called the cops. Like, so when they came in, he asked me how many people are in here, and I said 4.
Oh,
and that's why I didn't go get, just because technically that's like what's on the hopefully nobody listens to this.
If the person that, I mean, it's like weeks from now,
it's technically what's on the Airbnb is that there's only 4 of us, but
if there's police involved, just don't wake me up. It's probably better for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I have a rough history with police,
right?
Yeah,
well, yeah, that was weird. Just I was coming downstairs there and I was like, that's a cop.
Yeah,
it's like peering in the fucking screen door. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Like, I knew Colorado Springs was conservative, but
right?
Actually, that was a very eclectic collection of police.
I know. That's what I said to Huffman on the way to Oscar Blues just now. I was like, I felt okay. I was like, that was the most diverse group of officers that have ever showed up ever. I was like, all right.
And the white guy stood in the back and didn't
say
anything.
He talked to me about race cars.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, he was like, oh, you're going to the hill climb? Oh, I wanted to go to that.
Hey, better race cars than the race card, you know?
Yeah, right. That's true.
Oh.
His partners wouldn't have liked that one.
You're not allowed to say partners this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
After everything that happened. It's just, you know.
Wait, what?
It's a sensitive subject.
So, well, I mean...
Well, at FanFest, we saw a protest, you know what I mean?
So. Yeah. Yeah. That was interesting, because it's like, FanFest is... Okay, we can get back to FanFest.
Yeah, let's get back,
I mean, FanFest is... They bring all the cars down from the mountain, that are racing up the mountain. They trailer them back down. 2 days before the race, which I think is insane. They make them do that.
Oh yeah, I would be really irritated if I were the team leader. Right. Like, what are you doing?
Right. And they can't work on them, so they're just like they're just sitting there. Like
they can a little bit because they were putting body panels on the Blue Water S3.
Yeah.
During the day, throughout
the days. Talk about Blue Water their thing in a second here. Sorry. But for the most part, you know, they're just like sitting there signing autographs for people, which we totally nerded out.
And yes.
Got people's signatures. But yeah, then for the most part, we're in Colorado Springs, a very conservative area too, and it's a bunch of race car dudes, which are generally more conservative. And then of course, with everything that happened recently in our Supreme Court, there was a protest going on, and that I'm surprised nothing happened there, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yeah, that was definitely like a real cauldron of could have been crazy. So
yeah, but hey, good on everybody for keeping their chill. But the reason we were there, of course, was to see the race cars, and we did, and they were awesome. I gotta say, Tommy didn't start up the car, the Camaro.
I think it's Bob.
But yeah, Bob probably did. I mean, it's Bob. Like he doesn't give a fuck about anything. Yeah. He's like, oh, you want to hear the Camaro? Yeah, sure, I'll start it up. Love that man. But yeah, that was crazy. Just sitting that thing on the rev limiter, just on the two-step, belching flames at my legs, burnt off some of the leg hairs there.
I think my favorite part of FanFest was meeting Paul Girard.
Oh, yeah.
Who is the Stig.
It was so glad you got his autograph.
Well, we both did.
Yeah, I don't know who you were fanning out more for, Paul Girard or Randy Bobst.
I know. I definitely think it was Paul Girard because like I couldn't even talk to him.
Like,
I was like,
ah,
hello.
Just nerding out.
Yeah, and then like I just kept trying to defer the conversation to Tommy because it was easier to talk to him. And by the way, Tommy Bolo, local driver, was sitting right next to at the same table as Paul Girard, who's a world class. I mean, not that Tommy isn't, it's just when you look at tiers of, you know, like famousness.
Right.
it was crazy. They're just hanging out, joking around, and Tommy was actually faster than Paul up the hill in qualifying. So
that Camaro is actually making some pace this year.
Yeah,
that's scary. It's surprising. They're finally getting that thing with its 8-inch dryer duct intake dialed in there.
It looked bigger this year.
They're like, this isn't this restrictive.
Yeah. Yeah. So this turbo isn't big enough.
One of the things we talked about was how they're mapping Paul's car to increase boost as it goes up in elevation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. I mean, I've heard of like, you know, adaptive ECUs and stuff like that, but I just thought it was crazy that they just, I mean, they've got GPS, you know, on the Hoonipig, which didn't qualify because it was.
Yeah. Ken Block's car blew an engine, couldn't get the engine repaired in time for qualifying. And if you can't make a qualifying run, you can't run up.
But I think the last episode we talked about the crazy suspension setup that he has where it uses GPS data to change the ride height and whatever stiffness and then hearing about them changing boost maps as it's going up the mountain. I think that's just.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Incredible.
It makes sense because even if like you have to have the right size turbo for that, for sure. Like turbo sizing for that would be a pain because you're working within much different efficiency ranges at that point. You know, because if you can keep pushing a turbo harder and harder to try to make more boost, eventually it's just not going to. Mm. So you almost have to make the turbo bigger than you want, which is going to give you a little bit of turbo lag down low. But then again, these new anti-lag systems are so good that they probably wouldn't even notice anyways.
I mean, turbocharger technology by itself, forget about anti-lag, has just come such a long way in the last 10 years that...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have to imagine there's something you can... these guys with the budgets they have... can have something built to suit, you know, for this specific hill climb event and then go back to something else for something else, you know.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, because I see posts by Nick Speed Racing, and he's been doing a lot of turbo upgrades on, like, older turbo MR2s. And he's like, this is, like, the same size turbo, like, overall, but, like, twice the impeller size, and it'll spool just as fast and make twice as horsepower.
Wow.
Yeah. Turbo technology has come that far in like the last 20
and
years.
That's, yeah, that was OE in the 90s.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, his graphs, because I mean, I used to have an SW20 and definitely was going that direction for a while. His Nick Speed kit, if you look at the graphs from that and how fast the power comes on, and that's a guy that road races and you know, that's what he's building that car for. Those turbo kits, if you have an SW20, that's the way to go, in my opinion. If you are not trying to be like K series pulling wheelies, you know, like
yeah. Yeah. Why would you drag race an MR2? I mean, I guess, you know, it's the same thing. We could talk about the Blue Water Performance S3. You know, why would you road race a front wheel drive car?
Because you can.
Because yeah. you can.
Just to say you did.
Right?
Actually, yeah. to be fair, Will I. Young said that about the Civic.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He remember oh, we were talking yeah, though.
He like, said that. And then.
What's the biggest problem you run into when you want to build a front wheel drive race car? People ask. It's people asking you why.
Yeah.
It's not the driving. It's yeah. the car. It's people asking
you. Why would you do that?
Yeah. yeah.
Because I can.
And, you know, he. Well, I guess now we're unsure who holds the front wheel drive record because we asked Nobody everybody knows, that apparently. Was driving a front wheel drive car at FanFest that. They're like, oh, I thought it was Will. Well, I thought it was the guys from Blue Water.
Yeah.
So, when we find that out, we'll let you guys know. But I thought it was hilarious that.
Right. Nobody seems really to know.
Knew. Yeah.
I was just gonna say it sucks that they're probably not gonna be able to make a full run tomorrow to try to beat that record either.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it does. And just like last year, we didn't get to see any record runs. But
yeah.
You know, if we get to see the run at all, it's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, isn't it such bullshit, though? Like, Colorado's been, like, dry for, like, the past month.
Right.
And now we're, like, monsoon.
Yeah. We get inconvenient rain.
Yeah.
I mean, if it keeps the state from being on fire all summer, I'm really happy about that. But True. Just give us a break for the weekend, you yeah, know?
Just tomorrow.
It's yeah. fine.
Yeah, you can rain out 4th of July weekend, but...
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, not this weekend.
I don't care.
Exactly. Yeah.
What are we going to do? Stop some fireworks? Whatever.
You can shoot fireworks in the rain.
That's true.
Yeah.
That it's actually gives you. Yeah, exactly.
It's actually safer.
There we go. Let's go to Wyoming.
Get some mortars. I want to talk about Blue Water's car, though, because they rolled the car just after their first qualifying session. So they did get a qualifying time mm-hmm. in, so luckily they can race still, but they are scrambling to get that car together. They put a new rear quarter panel on that thing in like a night.
Wow.
Yeah. That's not an easy thing to do on a unibody yeah. car.
No.
It looked pretty well put together when we saw it, except it's missing the rear window or
the windshield.
The windshield. And yeah. then those bottom, the side skirts were off.
Yeah, they were just yeah. set them there for the Fan Fest. They weren't attached to the car.
Maybe they have to do that to get it on the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
That is probably it, yeah.
That thing is really low.
Super wide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once again, if you want to see pictures of that car, religionspeed.co Instagram. They'll be up on there. This is from when we were at the track a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. So we saw it like a week ago testing, and then we at show up at...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
It was running the fast group, even though they weren't really... grouping us, but everyone was like, oh, we're just gonna let those guys test their cars. we'll hang out for 20 minutes and cool down.
I don't want to be out on track with that thing.
No, it was terrifying.
you look in your rearview mirror, you're like, oh fuck, get out of the way.
It was flying.
Yeah.
It had to have been putting down like 145s. Like that, it just track, looked yeah. so quick.
At that open lapping day, at those open lapping days, do they make you wave people by? Do you let people pass?
You don't have to. It's encouraged.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild west out there, honestly.
Yeah. One of the things that at the driver's meeting that they talked about, it's actually the passing car's responsibility to kind of get out of its driving lane and get around you instead of the...
Right. Yeah. You stay online and then they go yeah. offline to pass you. I just didn't know if you had to actually give them the out the window.
It's a courtesy.
Yeah. yeah.
I mean, I try to just yeah. because like it's just easier to know like, hey, I want you to pass on the right. You know?
Yeah.
Because I don't want somebody running into me.
Well, like the guy with the Caterham almost ran into me and the tow truck. So I'm getting on. So I'm going from the hot pit lane onto, you essentially turn, you come onto the track after turn two-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the tow truck coming up. So I was like, I'm just going to chill and just let him go because he needs to get somebody off the track. And there's a Porsche that had broken down or whatever after turn three. So heading onto the big straight, the back straight, whatever. And all of a sudden, the Caterham comes up between me and the tow truck inside of turn two. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? There's a tow, like, it's yellow. Like, just slow down. He comes in, like, dives by my back door, finally realizes what's going on, slams on the brakes, gets all squirrely.
And yeah, because those Caterhams don't even have ABS, right?
Probably not.
And if he crashed, I mean, he doesn't have a lot of protection.
Like that too. Yeah, crashes into a tow truck and a Caterham.
Yeah, you're not walking away from that one.
Yeah, not a great spot to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did apologize.
He did. That's fair.
So he came up, he's like, yo, sorry, man. I got the red mist.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, all right. As long as you come out and apologize and don't be a dick about it. You know, it's like, all right, mistakes get made.
And then the other Caterham that was with him broke down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, that was not a good day for the Caterhams out there. I want one of those cars, though. I want to drive one.
That would be so much fun, man.
I think so.
Yeah, I would love to drive a Caterham. Like, it'd be fun to put one together.
Right?
Yeah.
They're an expensive kit.
How much is the kit?
I think at least like 40 grand.
And does that one... I know that some of the kits don't include the motors.
I don't know what they do anymore. I think that got kind of like resolved at this point.
Okay.
I think they include an engine.
That's what cool. do they come with?
It was just the chassis, the brakes, the suspension, like the body, everything but the motor.
Huh.
But I think
they got their Ford Duratec engines for a while.
I thought it was either that or the Ecotec.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Chevy, the GM stuff, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
that's a good I guess you could too. Put almost anything in there.
Yeah. I mean, people put LSs in them.
And they should of just course. Come with K-Series, but, you know, that's just...
K-Series would be K-Caterham.
They should Caterham. Do that. With a K. That's it. Yeah. Why don't we just build one-off Caterhams for people with a K-Series in it?
Yeah.
And just mark them up to like 160.
Do you think we would get in trouble for that naming?
We spell with a K. We don't violate any copyrights.
Right.
But hey, if we get sued, the publicity's great.
True. Well, sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. It could just fuck
us over. Unless you're Amber Heard.
Burn. Yeah. There's the nerds coming out.
Come at me.
Yeah. Not going to be an Aquaman 2.
Aww.
Just replace her with King Shark.
Oh, yeah, there we and. Go. Baby Shark? I don't know nothing about DC.
That comics. Would go with the whole do thing, right? She was Amber Heard.
Dude.
Whatever. It's just a shit joke. A
bad joke podcast.
That's all right. But most of us aren't on much sleep, and we're fucking got to get to bed early tonight, too, because we got to be up at 3.
Yeah, because we want to try not to hike 3 miles in today. This year.
I mean, it wasn't that far last time.
Well, do you want to hike in the daylight or the hark in the dark?
Hark in the dark.
Hike in
the dark. Hark in the dark.
Hark who goes there.
Yeah, if we could get out of here by 3, that would be, like, amazing.
Yeah.
Just with the weather, I think we'd probably get really good parking.
Yeah.
I'm probably. Also fat and lazy, but you can't see that on this.
Radio.
Miracle of
the
audio.
The theater of the mind.
Isn't that always weird, though? You, like, listen to a podcast for a while, and you, like, get this mental image of who they are, and then you look at pictures, you're like, nope, that's not. I'm not even close.
You said somebody said that about me.
Yeah.
That's the only podcast.
Well, that was me. I mean, the first episode I edited for Matt, he just gave me the files, and I hadn't met you yet.
Yeah.
And then I saw you, and I was like, wow. I was like, okay.
Not what I was expecting.
Yeah. Even better.
Oh, yeah.
What else did we do at FanFest? I mean, we didn't stick around too long. We got some signatures from people, checked out the cars. Somehow missed Rod and Reese Millen, so we didn't see the Tacoma, which sucked.
Were they in the stand together?
I don't know.
Yeah, because I know he's driving for Team Porsche this year, right, Reese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we spent a good time talking to the driver of the Blue Water S3, Sead.
Yeah.
That was a lot of cool info and some kind of background into the car and like their whole goals.
His journey through Pikes Peak to get to where he is now seems like a pretty cool journey. He's put a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of effort into getting to where he is. It was cool talking to him.
He's an old autocrosser, which is
super. He said he started out doing autocross, which we were like, there's hope.
We can do it one day.
Yeah.
Treat every cone like a cliff from now on and you'll get there.
Right, exactly.
It was funny, this morning at Autocross, I was asking people who was going to the hill climb, and everybody wanted to go. Nobody expected the tickets to sell out as fast as they did.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as soon as I learned it was the 100th running, I was like, oh, this is going to be be the biggest event, or biggest hill climb they've done yet.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we got the tickets. Thank you, Aaron, for getting the tickets.
Yes.
Hey, I mean, just this is a great journey, and so thanks, Hamza, for booking the Airbnb. And,
right?
Well, yeah.
You guys Teamwork.
Yeah, but you know what? We all made it happen, isn't it? Someone has to just jump in and do it, you know, and you did it, and that kind of
taking ownership is a big
thing.
Yeah. And I'm glad you're all doing it, because then I don't have to do anything.
No, FanFest was super, super, super crowded, and that was, you know, we got there a little bit after you, and I wanted so bad to get in some of those lines, and I was like, this is just, It was so madness. Many people.
Yeah.
I mean, just to get in the garage, we had to get very lucky just to park. And you know, we walked back to the car towards the end of it and said, might as well go somewhere else. Cause there was just, it might as well been its own meet.
Yeah. You know,
afterwards.
So. Yeah. The line to get out of the parking garage was up onto the fifth floor and it wasn't moving. Like we got up there, put our stuff in the car and no cars had moved.
Wow.
And we were like, so we want to go back and get a drink.
Yeah.
And like an hour later we saw a car cause it was a GTI yeah. with a Golf R front end conversion.
Yeah.
Cause we talked to him briefly before we walked back down. Like it was an hour later, we saw him driving away. Wow. He was in that parking garage for an hour. Yeah.
Just trying to get out.
Just trying to get out. It was ridiculous.
Dude, it's wild how car events are like that. I remember once I went to a Formula D event at Road Atlanta, and I parked outside the field, and I had a friend who parked inside the field, and I actually got from Atlanta to Chattanooga, Tennessee, by the time he just got out of the track.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow, that's like a solid 2 hours.
Well, I drove like 100 the whole way.
That's
so.
Like a solid hour and 33 minutes.
But yeah, the parking garage was actually interesting. There were like a bunch of tuners out there, like bouncing off two step and shit, and just like
that's awesome, echoing off in the parking garage.
Yeah, it was like his own little car show. Actually, the whole like downtown scene there after FanFest was kind of a little car show. All sorts of weird shit. What was that GMC like Canyon thing that had like all the chrome and lights and shit bolted to it?
Oh my god, I don't even know. Dude, that. I mean, Rick Ross, you know, get at him right there for that next video.
Oh,
that
my
was
God.
Insane. I felt like I was in Miami. That was like a donk crossed with like a like I don't a know what.
Truck.
It was so fucking
It was
weird.
Just anything that attaches to a car with two-sided tape, he had on that car.
It's like they block chrome letters you could buy at Advanced.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All
yeah.
little fake yeah, bins.
He bought all of like, the LED light bars that he could find. Yeah. And strapped into any surface that would hold.
You know, there was a closing Pep Boys, and that's what it was. He's got that whole aisle. He's like, oh, they're going down. I'm coming up. Oh, man.
Did you guys get to see Dai Yoshihara?
Yeah.
We did.
We talked to him for a while. Because for that's whatever awesome. Reason, he's not on the Fast 15 poster, even though he qualified fourth.
Yeah.
So I don't know why
he
was
like,
on that poster.
We were like, why are you not on this poster? And he goes, I don't know.
Yeah. That's like
awkward.
This seems racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I had him sign my poster anyways.
That's awesome. I mean, I'm excited to see him run. We were so excited to see him run last year, and sadly his car broke, so.
Yeah, we talked to him, and I asked him, like, did you guys get that figured out?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, we never really figured out exactly what caused it, per se, but he's like, we know how to prevent it.
Okay, sweet.
So, it's like, cool. Well, hopefully that car will run. I'd love the new livery, the rear wheels with the fucking, like, turbo fans and shit. It's a good-looking Tesla, which is something I never thought I'd say.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Just that everything that's electric is so fast and will claim the records and will be the standard going forward.
But he'll climb current record.
Especially for a race like
Volkswagen's
ID. Yeah, that's what I mean. I think the future for internal combustion engines winning that race because of the altitude changes and the tuning issues.
Yeah.
The consistency for EVs is going
to
be
insane. Don't have to adjust anything for altitude.
Yeah.
You know, you could just go.
The only thing that could ever break that record is another electric car.
Yeah.
Like it will never, an ICE car won't even get close.
No,
it beat the record by 2 minutes, right?
It wasn't 2 minutes. I mean, it would beat because Loeb dropped it a ton, and I think it beat it by like another minute or something like that. I'd have to look it up. I don't know the exact numbers. It was an insane. It doesn't matter. If it beat it by 30 seconds, that's insane.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was like a substantial amount of time that when, you know, we kind of saw everybody was like, okay, that's never happening again.
Well, and the top 15 on that poster of the top 15 things, and we'll include Dai because he's qualified fourth. That's three Teslas that are in the top 16, I guess.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
Honestly, though, just from kind of watching Track Attack today, there was more than one Tesla out there, and they all boogied, man. Mm-hmm. They were all getting around corners quick. Especially when they came out of the slalom section, you could notice, like, visibly, you're like, oh, that is accelerating significantly more quickly than a lot of these other cars. And I just think as technology progresses, we're just going to be those old guys, man.
Yeah. Probably.
We'll still have endurance races.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be the thing is, for now, any race that, like, sprint races where electric cars really shine. And especially the hill climb, they get another advantage of the elevation gain. But I think that's where we're going to first see electric takeover in racing. But until they can get either hot swappable batteries or a battery that can last a long time, you're never going to see endurance. That's where I think we're actually going to see a transition more to hydrogen.
Those hydrogen-powered cars sound fantastic, so I would love to see that.
Right, that'll still be internal combustion.
They don't blow bubbles?
What?
Oh, never mind.
They don't sound like the Jetsons car?
That's what I'm... Yeah, that's exactly what I'm...
No, you can program your Tesla to do that, though.
You can, that's true.
The fact that the Tesla that Randy Pobst is driving was playing Spaceballs themes... while it had like the plaid, like going plaid, like livery on it, and a Casa Bonita sticker on the side of the wing.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, so Trey Parker and Matt Stone are going to be there tomorrow.
Awesome.
In the pits somewhere.
That is so cool.
Right.
You know,
right.
I had a dream while I was taking a nap earlier that Bears made it into the pits again.
Yeah, that'd probably happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with all this rain, they're probably going to try to find someplace to hole up underneath a trailer or something.
Oh, and somebody's setting up a food truck in there. Hopefully they'll give out free chicken thighs again.
That was amazing.
Those were so good.
Those were so good.
Yeah, the thigh stop, which sounds like a strip club.
It does.
But
a good strip club, too. For, like, thick-thighed
girls.
Yeah.
No, no, I was envisioning it. That's what I was confused. I was confused.
You're like, ah, yes.
I could see Atlanta. That's where that would be. Thigh stop. Or Tootsie's. I mean, if you know.
I don't.
Well, when we do that Miami trip.
You're going to get me in trouble.
So what are we hoping to see tomorrow?
I'm going to get myself in trouble.
What are we hoping to see tomorrow?
Yeah.
Just a race, honestly, at this point.
At this
point. Just hoping to see a race.
If something happens, I'll be happy.
Yeah. Yeah, we did FanFest. We did our racing today, which went meh, like it always does.
Mm. I had a pretty fun, super aggressive lap on autocross.
We need to get you smoother. Smoothing out your inputs.
Yeah,
you got too much drifter in you.
Yeah, I was pretty sideways through that one. It was a lot of fun, but it was still faster than my smooth laps because I was just so aggressive on the throttle.
Yeah, yeah. You got to be aggressive on the throttle, but smooth with the
steering inputs.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I mean, you don't really have enough power to really worry about like being aggressive on the throttle.
Yeah, I felt like the lap that I did with you, I felt like you were boogieing.
Yeah,
but then the second you go into a turn, you would kind of lose it because you were like understeering or
yeah. I put in too much steering input. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're trying to make it break loose.
Yeah,
like a drifter.
Yeah,
but even I was having trouble though. They did a double Chicago box at this one. Which if the listeners don't know what a Chicago box is, just Google it. It's the autocross like side of death. hate Chicago boxes.
Yeah,
and they put two in a row because they're jerks.
Two.
Yeah, so it's listeners. The Chicago Cube.
Well, Ryan designed this one.
Yeah, Ryan Dussex.
Yeah, he was really proud of it, too.
Yeah, he was. He was trying to give me tips, and then I went slower, so thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, all I kept hearing, every time I'd walk by Ryan talking to somebody, he was like, you go right, left. It was hilarious because...
Well, he was like, sharp right, little left, little right, sharp right.
You're like, how many times do I have to turn the wheel?
He has good advice. It's just implementing it for me is always... Yeah. See, that's the one thing about like track attack style racing compared to when I go on open lapping or something. Open lapping, you can kind of just take your time, learn it. Be like, okay, I got this. Okay, I'll bring this in a little bit tighter next lap. But with track attack, you got 5 laps and they're spaced out.
Yeah.
And it's like, by the time I'm hitting my next lap, I'm like, what was I supposed to be doing here? Yeah. Oh, fuck, now I fucked it up.
Your tires are cold. And
yep.
It's definitely difficult to learn the track. By the time you learn the track, you're done.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you think about it this way, it's kind of like, how long is this typical track attack circuit? A mile at best? Not even?
Not even.
Not even, right?
Yeah.
High Plains is how long?
No, how long is High Plains?
Almost 3 miles.
Almost 3 miles. So it's almost as if you have to do the same amount of inputs for a full lap of a circuit in an auto, in an autocross setting.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like expanding the accordion. So you have more time to think and you can keep playing the instrument versus like, wah, wah, and then you got to do that 5 times.
Yeah. That's a great analogy.
Yeah, maybe. I think the back straight at HPR is longer than the whole course we did today.
Probably.
Yeah, you have time to process your next input and be smoother, and you know what I mean?
I think that's my thing. I just don't, I get in my head and I can't have time to process what I'm even doing, which is why I do better when I just run off instinct, which is like lap 2 was a lot of times my fastest lap because I'm just out there playing, you know? And then I start to like try to figure out what I'm doing, and that's where it all goes wrong.
That's when you hit a cone.
Yeah. I didn't hit any cones today.
Nice.
Somehow, even though I was like 90 degrees sideways twice.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And I hit a cone after literally talking about never hitting a cone.
He's like, I didn't feel like I've hit a cone all season.
I was in the pits and I watched an SN95 Mustang drive by just dragging a cone underneath it.
Yeah.
And they never knew it was there. It just like dropped out finally, but they had dragged it from somewhere on the track. Oh, all so the way back in.
Somebody was driving
the finish cones.
Yeah, they were driving the Solstice that the track owns, and they plowed the two blue finish cones and just drug both of them all the way back.
Do those count as hitting a cone?
Yes.
Which like, would be so awful, right? On the finish line.
You make it to the last cone and you hit that? That yeah.
I mean, to be fair, they had to go really wide to plow both of those cones like that. Yeah. But yeah, that's what happens, you know.
Yeah, I went through those cones sideways pretty much every time, and I didn't hit them.
Really?
Yeah,
it's impressive. That little end section, the 90 degree, right and 90 degree
coming
left.
Off that bank and then straight in. Yeah, so I would come in and then I would give it a little too much throttle and it would get sideways before I went through the finish.
See, at least you hit throttle and it gets sideways. I hit throttle and I just push. It's like I want to go there. Hit throttle. Nope, we're going the other way.
But if you lift off too high, then your rear end comes around.
Left foot braking.
I'm terrible at left foot braking. I think it's the pedal placement in the Fiesta.
You also have long ass. I mean, you're tall too, so that doesn't help.
My knee would go right into the steering wheel if I tried a left foot brake. I just
can't. I think that's the problem because I can left foot brake in my sim rig because the pedals are spaced out enough, and I think the way the wheel is set up, I can left foot brake all day. But there's something about being in the car, and I just can't do it.
I just feel like that helps. I mean, in your case, for sure.
Oh, it would help a ton. I just got to learn how to do it.
I just think I'm excited to, I'm the only one without a car here talking about fucking left foot braking and I'm just watching. But anyway, I don't know, more High Plains days, more bigger circuit days. I think you were talking earlier about doing more time attack stuff potentially.
SCCA time trials.
There you go. Okay.
Nice.
They do all the big tracks around here, you know, La Junta, High Plains, PPIR, and Pueblo.
Nice. Okay.
So yeah. They do all of them.
It's super fun. I think... there's a bit of track attack in it, the way that they like grid and like that sort of stuff. You get sessions, you get like 15-minute sessions, and then you're like, depending on what you did last session is how you qualify for the next session.
Oh, okay.
So you move around in grid.
Yeah, grid life did that too. Yeah, it's like the first session is just kind of free for all, and then after that they like take your times and put you in classes.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, no, I just think I like big track stuff. I love track attack, and I think I've said it many times, if you're just trying to get into racing, there's in Colorado, there's no better series. It's better than SCCA, in my opinion, just because like that Forester that showed up with like the fuzzy wrap on it. Mm-hmm. It was like, what even was that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was awesome.
I don't even like it. They took like a really bad rug and wrapped the entire car in it.
Yeah. You know what it was like? It was like Get Him to the Greek, where it's like stroke a fuzzy wall. You know what I mean? That's what that was wrapped in a fuzzy wall.
Yeah,
that's
life exactly. Passes you a Jeffrey.
That's who drove the car.
Yeah, Jeffrey. Yeah.
Nice. Yes.
But like, I was pointing him out to Hamza because I was like, see, when people are like, oh, I don't know, the car's not like track prep. I'm like, this guy came out and just this was like a beat up old Forester. It's like you don't need a prepped car. Just come out and have fun.
Yeah, just have fun. I mean, that Challenger that's there with all the crazy. With the crazy wrap on it, running an experimental, he had a light bar on his roof that he had to cover up. Yeah, I guess he covered it up. I don't know if it was just to keep it from getting damaged, but
oh, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, this is gonna be an editing shit show for you.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Sorry.
I think he covered it up because maybe you can't have a red and blue light bar on the top of your car.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
even on track.
I mean, if you're street driving it, I know you can't, but...
Yeah. Is that thing as strict to track? Like,
as far as it's not plated, yeah.
Yeah, as far as I knew, those cars weren't plated.
What's it like to have that level of disposable income where that is what you decide to build for?
Well, I think they were... So, they have two Challengers. I think they were both Totals. They bought them at auction.
Oh, okay.
And they just did dumb shit with them. I think they're V6s, too.
I don't know.
At least one was a V6.
This one definitely had a V8 when it launched, yeah.
I don't know. I do you remember them saying like that they're just like Totals and they just
okay?
That'd be a fun like salvage title, just fuck around with it,
right?
Yeah,
I can think of worse things. That's all right, we'll get this wrapped up because we gotta get to bed anyways. So, tomorrow, of all the drivers you've seen so far, which one We'll go around the table. Which one are you looking forward to most, Hamza?
Oh, that's unfair because I know who I like want to win, but I know who, or not win, but like do well. But I'm excited to watch the S3 if it can make it up, mostly because Sead's Bosnian, and it's nice to like have that connection. And he was also super nice.
Oh yeah, he was a super cool dude. Talked to us for way longer than I expected.
Yeah, did you? We have that footage. We should. Yeah, we'll try and get that up somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll try to make a video out of all this.
Yeah, hopefully. The archives
in like
are growing.
7 months.
It's a Christmas special.
Yeah, there we go. Christmas special. Aaron, which car or driver are you looking forward to the most?
I want to see Rod Millen. I want to see the Tacoma. I want to see that Heritage for me.
Yeah,
Heritage cars are always going to do it for me. So.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
For me, it's definitely Dai. I mean, I watched him on his championship year in Formula Drift, and he is an incredible driver.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the right car this time. Again, hopefully it doesn't break.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm definitely excited to see Dai.
I would say, I mean, I am excited to see the Pikes Peak Tacoma. I want to see that in person. But I do really want to see Tommy and the Camaro do really good. They've got that car dialed in, and it's a shame that we might get weather because I think he might be able to take a class win in that. But it's just cool to see a local driver, you know, doing that good, and a local car as well doing awesome.
Yeah, competing against world class drivers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We have a great racing scene here in Colorado, and that's why Religion of Speed exists. We got to get the word out, let everybody know. So they all come here. Wait, no, shit. We don't need more people.
Strasbourg is beautiful.
All right, we're going to call that for tonight. It is 8 o'clock, and we need to be up at 3, so that does not... I don't like that math at all. So, Heretics, if you want to hear more from us, of course, you can always subscribe to us or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at religionspeed.co. Religionspeed.com for everything Religion Speed related. And that YouTube channel, which we will get to soon. We need a T-shirt, by the way. It's just "soon" in quotation marks. That's all it needs to say. That's like soon. My fucking theme at this point.
TM.
Yeah, soon.
R.
Soon. Quotation marks. TMR.
This copyright symbol.
Yeah, for sure. Chris, you want to send us out then?
We'd like to thank the band Wheels for the use of our theme song, Colors. You can hear it on the album Traveler Part 1, and you can find them at Wheels the Band at bandcamp.com.
All right, Heretics, thanks for joining us once again, and until next time, peace out.